a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Want to send a bit of love Coles's way.
Huh?
Coles.
Right.
I want to send a bit of love in the Coles direction. And, you know, Coles
hang
and I.
On, hang
Coles
on.
And I have had our differences over the journey.
I've been away, but, like, this is not normal.
New year, new me, mate.
Really?
No, this is, well, this is sort of scenario specific. There's context.
Okay, because you have upset a lot of people at Coles before.
I upset no one at Coles. I upset people when I spoke about Coles and they did come for me on the socials.
They did.
Mm.
And what happens is that sometimes people, like, they'll half hear a thing.
Yep.
And then, but in this case, they actually fully heard it, and rightfully so, when at your time.
And as we, you know, I learnt again this week, sometimes you say the wrong thing on the radio and it doesn't work out for you.
No, because it's not funny.
No, and that's right. But in this case, I, you know, we're cool. So in Queensland, this is Kmart in Queensland. So this is, it would end up at Coles, but Kmart in Queensland are rolling out something people are wild about.
Okay.
And it happens down here as well.
Yeah.
But it's not everywhere, right? And it's the coin-operated trolley.
Right? Oh, so, they're bringing it to Kmart.
So Kmart's right around the country, right around Queensland are starting to whack these, you know, the new handlebars on the trolleys that have the little clicker.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a coin. You've got to have a $1 or $2 coin.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Woolies did that at Cry Village like last year.
Yeah.
Like a year ago. And can I say, and that's like, so that's the end of Cry Village that we park at, because we usually always just go to Woolies, get our meat at a cut above.
Yeah.
And then we might pop to Kmart. Right. And it is so friggin' annoying. Because I never have a coin.
Yeah, who's ever got a coin? I know.
2025. Stop thinking people have coins. No one has coins.
I know, but then what people are going to come back at you with is get the keychain with the fake coin.
What? So I got to go to Aldi. I got to go to another.
Yeah.
It's just another reason I have to go to Aldi to buy one thing and do the rest of my shopping at.
Yeah. So you're asking for like a tap and go situation?
I'm asking for you to just take the hit as a business, as a multi-billion dollar corporation.
Yeah.
Just give me a trolley, right? So what we will do quite often is either, I mean, if I'm going to, say, Chemist Warehouse at the Village or whatever, I'll go walk around there. While I'm at Coles, I'll grab a Coles trolley because they don't have the clicker on them.
And you take the trolley everywhere?
And I'll walk it around the
supermarket. Oh, I don't know if you can do that.
Nah.
I think you've got to keep your trolley in the designated place.
Nah. Well, so it's the same shopping centre. It's all Cariah Village.
Oh, that feels weird to me.
Do you know what? It felt weird the first few times walking around Woolies with a Coles trolley. But everybody knows, mate. That's the thing. People look at you and they're like, ah, and you're not the only one. You know, everybody's doing it because nobody wants to put the coin in Woolies' trolley.
No, you can't. That's odd.
Nah, but you know what's halfway between Woolies and Coles is Kmart. And Kmart, Cry Village, their trolleys aren't coin operated either. So most of the time I'm not rolling a Coles trolley around Woolies, I'm rolling a Kmart trolley.
Kmart trolley around Woolies.
They're a little less sturdy.
You really don't care about what anybody thinks about you, do you?
Mate. I am Mr. Cariah Village. I love the people.
Do
I
they
love
know?
The businesses. Mm. I am.
Oh. Are they aware, though,
it's all love,
that
baby.
After you get your trolley and you go through all your shops and everything, you just wheel it straight into a river?
No.
Are they aware that you do that?
That was one time and I was in the trolley at the time. It doesn't count.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I know we're supposed to be doing something else, but can I just ask one question? Mm. It's weird being live on Reddit.
What's your birthday? So we'll give you certain concessions that we wouldn't ordinarily.
I just noticed it as that song was finishing. What's with your sandwich?
My lunch today.
Your lunch. Yeah, but it's a sandwich.
Do you actually, what is that, muesli bar chocolate?
No, it's his, well, he's got lots of chocky sitting next to it, but his sandwich, it's got a big giant hole in the middle of it. Can you show me what's going on?
What are you talking about?
This is my sandwich today. I never bring sandwiches.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hang on,
I thought it was a hole. It's actually a heart.
You've got a love heart.
I've got a jam sambo. Oh, I can't say sambo on here.
Just jam.
I learned what that means. So jam sandwich, cut out of the middle of it. with like a little shape cutter is a love heart. So it's a negative space love heart, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Where's who got the love heart bit?
That's two of them. I had two of them. I've already eaten one. Indy, I was making her lunch this morning and her...
You only give her the tiniest bit of a sandwich for lunch.
She loves love heart sandwiches.
The love heart is so tiny.
It is a bit tiny.
You're not even giving her the essence of the sandwich.
I give her two of them and that's I fill her lunchbox with a whole heap of other stuff.
Nah, that's terrible parenting.
It's
right
part
there.
Of a...
And does she come home incredibly hungry?
No, she never finishes all her lunch. Maybe once she has.
And you get the crusty bit.
Shall we go through it again, what I put in the lunchbox? Do you want to hear it again?
I definitely don't.
Is it a good lunchbox?
Oh, amazing.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. But what I do know is that she's definitely not getting enough fibre.
She is, absolutely.
That is very cute. So I thought you'd weirdly like eaten a hole like a mouse or a rat
in the middle
of your sandwich and left this giant crust on the outside, but I take it back, that's actually cute.
It's a love sandwich.
Yeah, beautiful, tell me.
Sandwich of love.
That's disgusting.
What do you mean?
I don't want to ever hear you say the word sandwich.
Love sandwich.
Love sandwich. Let's just leave it
jammy
there.
And...
Oh, stop
no,
speaking.
Mate, yeasty. Today's not the day. Nah. People are getting fired left, right and centre. Let it not be us.
This could be our chance.
Let it not be us.
Boss man might go.
No,
we can't do the show
alone. Yeah, you're right.
We're too tired.
Anyone want a nibble on my love sandwich? Mate, it's a beautiful gesture. It's cute.
It's amazing.
You're making it weird.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Do you know what?
Four. Cool number. Getting close to your 45. Yes. What are you going to do? Something special next year?
Big celebration for the 45 next year.
All right. 45 for the 45.
We have to stay friends with him for another 12 months.
Oh, that's cute. Yes. You both think you'll be invited.
Well,
we're invited to your wife's 40th, so I mean, surely we'll get a call up for your 45.
Again, exactly. That's cute if you think that.
But I want to take you back to this time 44 years ago.
Oh.
It was all happening.
Has Laurel given you permission?
Yeah, I don't know how she feels about that.
No, but look, bless you. Bless your heart. You're very loved. And even though we do, you know, make a lot of fun of you and put you down and you sometimes as you're leaving. We do love you.
We do.
And we wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Yeah, 44.
Thank you.
It's a nice round number, mate, I think. For one day, you're going to be 2 years older than me.
Yes, I am.
And it's so good because this year, you know, Tom's birthday falls on a Saturday, so we don't have to do anything on the show for him, which is so good.
What a relief.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Oh, you'll get 2 years of that because next year it'll be Sunday, won't it?
God for that. But this year, your birthday falls today, so we thought we'd get something cute.
Well, we thought we'd actually ask some people who genuinely care about you what they think on your birthday. So, Lingy, this is for you.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Aww.
What do you love about him?
Well, I love Dad because he coaches all my sports and helps me all through them.
I love Dad because he plays footy, soccer, basketball, cricket and NFL in the backyard with me.
And what about you, Jenny?
Nothing.
Is
that right?
Oh, Judy, the master of comedy there.
Nothing.
Comedy?
Oh, no, there's a second piece of audio.
You reckon he was trying to be funny, did you?
Yeah.
That was genuine from
Jed.
No,
there's a second piece. Did you get the
there
second?
Well, I mean, I just counted the kids. I don't reckon that's all of the kids. What's...
I love him because he shows me that we don't need the internet to have fun or, you know, be a part of this world in 2025.
And I love Dad because he puts unrelenting pressure on me to succeed on the sporting field. Love you, Dad.
Love you.
I'll do better next time.
That's
mate,
your illegitimate
kid,
children
your
there.
Your kids, so sweet. Such sweet kids.
Oh, such little sweeties. Did the girls onto it, though? My daughter knew exactly what I go on and on about.
Yeah.
Don't need that internet.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Happy birthday, Helen.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hope you have a wonderful day, friend.
Yeah, we love you, Lee.
And oh, as a reward, guys. As a reward, you can have tomorrow off.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.